minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And joining me on our First Advantage Hotline, we haven't had this guy on. He's a mover and shaker, man. He's a busy guy, but it's great to get him on the program. Justin Adams, you've seen him on CBS Denver. Justin, my friend, it's a great time to be a Colorado sports fan, am I right?
It's not only a great time, but it's also an amazing time to have Red Bull, because with all these games that are going late into the night, man.
What is going right? I mean, it's they're stressful games. It's time. I mean, my goodness, you're right. Red Bull, coffee, whatever. We gotta have maybe even something stronger next time. I don't know.
I'll take it. You know, especially if Dame puts up another 55, we will all be drinking something a lot stronger today.
Oh boy, I gotta tell you that. That game just feel like at any moment it's going to set up to be a Damian Lillard last second shot game over. Nuggets fans are devastated. I blacked out halfway through. I still don't know how the Nuggets held on.
Neither do I. And you know, to be honest, I thought it would be even worse where Carmelo Anthony would somehow be wide open with the chance to win the game. You double team Dame, it gets out of his hands, goes to CJ, and oh look in the corner. Here's Melo with a wide-open three, game over, right? And so I'm just glad the other number 15 for the Nuggets was able to make things happen so we could win game five.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, two overtimes. Michael Porter Jr., you saw him bounce back, and that was a nice night. But you're right. Wouldn't that have been some kind of messed-up poetic justice for Melo to make that shot, put us in a terrible situation going to Portland tonight?
Oh, man, it would have been awful, to say the least. But you know what? You got to win, but you have to handle business tonight. You don't want to go and pretty much have this series like it was 2 years ago, where you were up 3-2 with a chance to close it out in Portland, and you weren't able to get it done and then lost at home in Game 7. So handle your business tonight and just make all of our blood pressure go down.
I know. Wouldn't it be great just to have a little blowout action tonight so we can be relaxed, you know, tonight? At some point, that'd be fantastic.
That would be awesome, but you know how it is with these Nuggets. It's not going to happen that way.
This is a tough rivalry, too. These two teams, they flat out do not. There's a lot of connections. There's a lot of Blazer-Nuggets crossover connections. They flat out don't like each other.
No, not at all, and it's for good reason. You know, you have Yusuf Nurkic, right, used to be with the Nuggets, now playing with Portland and doing a great job, actually, defensively this series against Jokic. I mean, the only problem that Nurkic has had is that he got into foul trouble. And when he's out of the game with foul trouble, the Nuggets have won. It's that simple. I mean, go back to game five. They were able to get the W. Literally, the game changed once Nurkic was out. You look back at game three, the one game on the road that the Nuggets won. What happened? Nurkic fouled out. Nuggets were able to win that game, too. So if they could get him into foul trouble, that's a huge key tonight for the Nuggets to take the W in a very, very tough game on the road.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, Portland, they're going to come out firing. I mean, Saturday, they looked like a team that was desperate. They didn't want to go down big 3-1. They were absolutely desperate in that game. So the Nuggets got to try to find a way in that, what, first 5-10 minutes, Justin, to try to weather that surge right off the bat, because you don't want to find yourself down 10-plus into the first period.
Well, and there's no reason to find yourself down 10-plus also. I mean, to be very honest with you, it's about having those easy buckets and those easy shots. Think back to game five. The first couple of plays that you had went to Michael Porter Jr. Okay, Michael Porter, we're going to get you the ball. We're going to get you the touches early on. Let's get you rolling. Because we know Jokic, there's no problem with him getting his touches. But if you could be able to get Michael Porter engaged into the game early on, that's going to help you out immensely, not only for the first part of the game, but when he gets to that third quarter and he comes off the bench and he's able to work with the second team. You need that type of scoring to get going. So you need that young man to be able to play at his best tonight.
We're talking to Justin Adams of CBS Denver. And Michael Porter Jr., has he not been one of the most interesting players, maybe the most interesting Nugget of all time, just watching his ups and downs throughout the course of the season? I mean, one night he looks like, whoa, this guy is going to break every Nuggets record ever when it comes to scoring. And then you can see Saturday where he just disappears, and he's so young. So, I mean, it's understandable when you see some of those games. But hasn't it been fun to watch his journey throughout the course of the season and now during these playoffs?
Oh, it's been great to watch it. And I try to explain it to people that even with Carmelo Anthony, for example, he went through the same troubles too. I think back to 2005, where the Nuggets were playing up against the San Antonio Spurs, and Bruce Bowen, we know how great of a defender he was, was able to lock down Carmelo Anthony several times in that series, and it took him a while to be able to know how to score in the postseason. It's the same thing that we're seeing with Michael Porter Jr. The only difference is that when he gets his touches, he's able to go 10 for 13 like he did in Game 5 and make some big shots. And the biggest shot he made was actually the game winner on that ridiculous pass from Jokic to the corner, where MPJ stepped into the shot, didn't think twice about it, and hit a corner three. Those are the type of shots that the Nuggets not only need in this series, and we're not even talking about the rest of this year, but think about next year. Think about the following year. Think about when your big three is all in their primes. Now you have not only Jokic who's not afraid to shoot the big shot, Jamal Murray, when he gets back healthy, he's not afraid to shoot the big shot. Now you have Michael Porter Jr. You have three guys who could look up and say, hey, I could be the closer. That's a great thing for the Nuggets.
I saw on Twitter, too, it was Michael Porter Jr.'s dad. It's like, hey, great shot from MPJ. That's neat. But my goodness, that pass from Joker. I mean, some of the passes, and he was like pretending to fake. What is it in Waterboy? Think about faking. That's what Joker was doing to these guys. It was mind-blowing.
Yeah, and you know what? And the thing about that pass, too, is if you look at the replay, he literally told, hey, I need somebody to cut to the basket. So here comes Aaron Gordon cutting to the basket. And when the ball is released, everyone's eye went to Aaron Gordon because it's like, well, that's an easy dunk. Literally, you look back at that replay, and it's like, oh, this will be the easier play right here. And Jokic is like, no, I'm just going to throw it to the corner over Robert Covington, who's 6'8". Over his fingertips, right into the shooting pocket of where Michael Porter Jr. is, where he can hit a three. That was one of the most ridiculous passes I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. No, I mean, there were so many great things back and forth. And again, going back to Damian Lillard, that 55-point game, it's phenomenal. Maybe one of the most, maybe one of the better single guy playoff performances we've ever seen. I mean, there's a lot of great ones, but I think there's a lot to be said that the Nuggets didn't crumble. I mean, they could have just watched this guy shoot from my grandma's house and make it every single time, and they could have folded. But instead, they were like, we just got to keep going back to work. I thought that was pretty darn admirable.
Well, especially with the guys that were in the game, right? You have Monte Morris, who came off the bench playing 40-plus minutes, right? And then you have him scoring 28 points. You have Austin Rivers, a guy who literally 2 months ago was working at home. We were making more money than Austin Rivers two months ago, okay? Come from the street to be able to play in a playoff game, and the way that he's playing is ridiculous. When you look at the guys who have stepped up for the Nuggets, you look around and say, okay, what's the common denominator? Well, yeah, for sure it's the MVP at Nikola Jokic, but it's also what Mike Malone has done, and he has put this team around and made them be resilient. That's the biggest thing with this squad, is that they are a resilient bunch of guys. But the biggest thing is this: the Nuggets have never won a playoff series under Mike Malone without having a seventh game. So this would be a great opportunity to get that done and finally get that taken care of and get you a couple days of rest.
All right, so what do you think tonight? That's our poll question today. Do you think the Nuggets can close this thing out, or do they close this thing out, or are we going to see seven?
Brady, what are you doing on Saturday?
You know, I might be ready to go, if that's what you're saying. Is that what you're telling me? We need to be ready for Game 7?
You might want to have a barbecue or two, because we're going to be watching the Game 7. I would love for the Nuggets to be able to get the W tonight, but, I mean, just inconsistent play from the bench. That's really the biggest thing that's going to hit. If the Nuggets can be able to have – you won't have a similar game from Monte Morris, but he'll be consistent. But if the Paul Millsaps of the world, if the Jermichael Greens of the world can be able to give you strong minutes off the bench and you can win those minutes – the Nuggets will have a great chance to win this ball game. To me, this just screams a Paul Millsap game, doesn't it? Mm. It just screams that old veteran has really no business making $10 million, but is still in the league. But he finds a way how to go and get some solid buckets in the game, gets the Nuggets the lead in the fourth quarter, and they're able to hold on and get the dub.
Oh, you know what? If that's the case, and we have a Paul Millsap game tonight, I'm tweeting you out, my friend, because I would love it. I love Millsap's game, even though it's faded this last year and a half or so. I still love it. I really enjoy it. When he's on, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it is fun to watch. And just to remind you again, when you go back to the Western Conference semifinals from last year, when the Nuggets were down, you know, 1-3 to the Los Angeles Clippers, it wasn't Jamal Murray, it wasn't Jokic, it wasn't any of those other guys. It was Paul Millsap in the third quarter that was able to get the Nuggets that big run to help them in the fourth quarter. they're going to need something similar tonight if they're going to pull off the upset.
We're talking to Justin Adams of CBS Denver. Justin, hey, I've done some extensive research on this. Get this. The Rockies, the Nuggets, and the Avalanche undefeated in this long month of June so far.
Yeah, you know, it's ridiculous. But it's also good, too, when you know, when the Rockies are playing the Texas Rangers, who can't win a game on the road to save their life, I think my two-year-old son can walk up to the plate and beat the Texas Rangers by his lonesome. Good to see. So, yeah, definitely it's good to see the Rockies get a win. And how about the Avs? What about that, huh?
Oh, wow. And that was like, and I'm not a, you know, I'm not one of those guys that can break down the X's and O's of hockey, but you can certainly tell when one team's outplaying the other. And that was, Vegas looked like the team, but when you have an elite goalie and he's playing in an elite type fashion, I mean, you can do a lot of crazy things.
You know, it's funny. You always hear the term that you have a goaltender who stood on his head, right? Mm. And we haven't seen a goaltender play like that since Patrick Waugh. And for some point, you could say Craig Anderson had a couple of really good playoff appearances with the Avalanche. But when you look at what was done yesterday, I mean, he was peppered, literally. The Golden Knights, they outshot the Avs 31-12. Like, let's put it this 31-12 in the second and third period. They didn't control the game. They dominated and only had one goal in two periods. And it's because of what Philip Grubauer did. And so, you know, you look at that, you know that you stole a game at home. Now you have to go to Vegas and just get one of two. We will all love to see a sweep, but the reality is that Vegas is a really good hockey team. You got to make sure that you go down there and get one of those two and be able to end this 1-5.
Boy, the Avs have been on something else, some kind of streak, too, because they needed to win those three critical games at the end of the regular season to get the President's Trophy. They beat Vegas, and then they handle San Jose. And then the next thing you know, they're sweeping St. Louis, and here we are, 2-0. So, boy, it screams right now that the Avs are the team to beat.
They are the team to beat, but again, we all know how it is in hockey. Anything could change at any moment in this game. And again, if you have a goaltender who's hot, Fleury can be hot now. He knows how to get it there, okay? Marc-Andre Fleury is a Hall of Fame goaltender for a reason. So you got to make sure that you got to go and be their aggressors. Like, we know the crowd is going to be pumped up when you get down to Vegas. They're going to have full capacity for game three. So it's important for you for the first 5 minutes to go and take it to them and really get the crowd out as much as possible. So that's what the Avalanche really need to do against Vegas to be able to win that series. And then after that, don't forget, the rest of the teams, if the Avs do advance, the rest of the teams that they would play now, they haven't played at all this season because of the way that the conferences and the divisions have been put together this year. So it's anybody's ball game. Literally, it's anybody's ball game. Handle your business. You have home ice. Go and win the games that you're supposed to at Ball Arena and go and take home the cup.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. That's a great point by you. And finally, since you're a Denver guy, we can't get away from asking, is Aaron Rodgers a Bronco yet, Justin? Or when will we get that information?
No, not yet. But you know what? I am putting out the bat signal to make sure they come on in.
What do you think, man? Is this going to get done? Or is Rodgers even going to play in 2021?
I would love – well, first of all, Rodgers is going to play. Nobody's that stupid, okay?
I would hope not, right?
Look, I'll put it this way. If Aaron Rodgers want to put on that jersey on me, I'll take the money gladly, all right?
But you and me both, man.
Right? You just – as of right now, I don't know. And I think that's really the thing. Like, we all want to say that he is a Bronco, that we will be a Bronco, that they will make a trade. But right now, we don't know what's going to happen. I will say this. At the end of the day, this season is all about Drew Lock again. Mm. And can Drew Lock? Here's the reality. If Drew Lock can make a similar change to his game like Josh Allen did from year two to year three, the Broncos are going to be in the playoffs, no doubt about it. If Drew Lock continues to play the way that he is and even takes a step back, then the Broncos will be looking for another quarterback next year. And they're going to regret not picking up Justin Fields when he was right there for the picking.
Boy, there's so many different storylines that really surround what happens in the next month and the next season. And, hey, either way, it's going to be must-see television. We're looking forward to it. Justin, my friend, always fantastic to get you on the program. Let's do it again, man. Let's not take so long till we do it again next time.
Without a doubt, Brady, let's make that happen. And look, NBA Finals, man, when it gets around the corner, let's go figure out a way how to get together and watch a game.
Hey, I would absolutely love it, my friend. Let's make it happen.
Sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
All right, man. Justin Adams of CBS Denver. I'm a big fan of his, and we were going back and forth after that crazy game on Tuesday. It's like, dude, let's get you back on the show. I know you're busy. We were going to get him on yesterday. He's a busy dude. 20 minutes after the hour, our Power to Play Sports poll question is up. Who's winning this thing? Are the Nuggets going to close this out tonight, or are we going Game 7? Everybody's saying Game 7, Colfax. Everybody is saying Game 7. Everyone we've talked to, the hooligans, I mean, it's like 90% now saying Game 7's going to happen, or here we come, instead of taking it tonight. So I guess we'll find out tonight. It's going to be fun. We'll give you our predictions later on. I caught Colfax by one game. You're still rolling. I think it's safe to say both of us will finish above 500 in this first round. You've got 30 of these right. 30 out of 40 out of 44.
44. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Boom. Math.
30 and 14. What am I? I'm 28 and 28 and 16. I'm two behind. Caught you by one.
So I'm two better.
Two better.
That's
right
amazing.
Now.
I love it.
There's no bet though on this one. So
of course,
I mean,
not.
Let's things change around a little bit. We'll make a little bet.
I always win these things when there's nothing on the line. Whenever there's money or if there's like being on the roof, I lose.
That's true. Well, yeah, we were just kind of organic. I was like, let's pick the play-in games. Oh, let's pick every single game. And we have so far. We haven't missed a night of this.
No.
Normally we screw up with stuff like this and we forget. But here we are.
On the ball.
We're at least doing it in the first round. 21 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, what do we have? We will go over the NBA last night. Kawhi Leonard just disappearing act. Call him Harry Houdini last night. We'll talk about that. And my Thursday night special coming up at the bottom of the hour. I finished 2-1. I picked three games in May because of the Rockies. So I went 2-1. I mean, Colfax, they don't call me Mr. Thursday night for a reason, man. I mean, they do call me that for a reason. Something like that. I'm Mr. Thursday night. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-six minutes after the hour. Welcome back. Justin Adams is a cool guy, isn't he, Colfax? Great to talk to excellent reporters in the area, in the Denver area, too. We try to cover it all here, whether it's Colorado State, UNC, CU, Broncos, Nuggets, Rockies, a little bit of Avs. I mean, now you can't ignore it anymore, Colfax. We have to be hockey guys now. I think you have a chance of being more of a hockey guy.
Yeah. I mean, my girlfriend is a figure skater, so she's in that world.
Does that? Yeah, she's in that skating world.
Yeah. Definitely bleeds over.
Oh, there's a show I need you. The Cutting Edge.
Yes.
Have you heard of it? Have you seen it?
I think she watched it, yes.
I used to watch. I've seen it like 30 times.
Yes.
Hockey guy gets hurt, goes and becomes a figure skater.
Yes.
Doesn't like it because he's a hockey guy, but then ends up being pretty good at it, and they like each other.
Is that where he keeps like hitting his toe pick and falling over?
Yeah, dude.
And she's like, toe pick.
It like made me like that. It made me really respect that sport a lot more. I'll tell you, I loved that movie, and I've seen it a lot. Like, I'm embarrassed at how many times I watched that movie. We owned it on VHS, and I'm always just like, yeah, I'm watching this movie. And that was a damn good movie.
Man, you brought it up. I didn't.
You got to go back and watch this sometime again.
Cutting Edge?
It's been a long time.
Classic.
It's an excellent one. Yeah, for sure. What's last night? Let's look at our picks, Colfax. I caught you. You had a rough night. You've been rolling so much lately.
500.
You crossed over the 30 mark, too.
Yep.
The 30 win mark in this. So Colfax and I pick we're picking every postseason game. We're not screwing with the spreads because we're picking every game. So maybe we go with the spreads in the Eastern and Western Conference Finals when there's less to cover. But we're just going wins, losses right now, which I think is pretty damn tough in the NBA playoffs, at least this year.
Yeah.
So you went you thought Wizards would survive. No Joel Embiid for the Sixers. Sixers found a way to get it done. Ben Simmons tore it up.
Dang.
So you lost that one. You did call the Hawks to close out the Knicks. I lost that one. I thought the Knicks would survive. We both agreed that the Jazz would close out the Grizzlies. And then this one, I keep forgetting about, but one of the most entertaining series. Mavs at Clippers. You went with Clippers. I went with the Mavs. Luka went off last night. So Mavs are up, and Kawhi Leonard's just like Harry Houdini, man. The disappearing act for him. I think he went, what was his numbers last night? He had 20 points, but this is Kawhi Leonard. This isn't, I mean, he's a superstar. He was 7 for 19. He was 1 for 7 from the three-point line. I mean, is this Clippers experiment? I mean, this also lends itself, Colfax. It's not as easy. Everybody people that knock the NBA like to say things like, well, all you got to do is join a super team. And, well, look what the Clippers have done. They tried to make a super team there. They tried it several times. Back with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, they tried to make that a super team. It never got them far, real far. They were always a perennial playoff team. They were going to get past the first round, but they never took the next step. Well, here you go with the Paul George, Kawhi Leonard experiment, and you're about to get booted from Dallas, a team that was kind of flirting with the bubble a few times this year. So it's not as easy as just pairing up superstars. It's got to be the right combo. It's got to be the right coach. And, I mean, it's not to say the Clippers are done, but if you're Dallas, you're feeling pretty good right now. Going up, getting that third win with a heck of an opportunity. So we tied it up, or I'm two games. I got to try to tie it up tonight, but yeah. It depends. If we go opposite of me, then I could, but we could also stay even here. So two games tonight.
Two games. I don't know. I think we might differ on the Lakers.
Ooh, Suns, Lakers. Two closeout games tonight, potentially.
Crazy.
Nuggets at Blazers, Suns at Lakers.
Maybe we differ on the Nuggets Blazers. I don't know what you're going to do there yet.
They could both end their series. The Nuggets and Suns could both end their series tonight and then be ready to play each other. I don't know when. I think they wait until they get all the first rounds done, but we'll be done soon. I mean, Nuggets, Lakers will for sure be done by Saturday.
So, like, maybe.
Yeah, so I mean,
just a few games.
Few days, they'll be playing Phoenix in the second round. It doesn't get, I mean, I keep wanting to say it doesn't get any easier, but I don't know. Why am I not terrified of the Suns and or the Lakers right now? And we all kind of said the Lakers might be more dangerous in the second round. So this is huge tonight for the Lakers. If they can survive tonight and then somehow get Anthony Davis back for game 7, then do the Nuggets catch the Lakers at the worst time? They're getting healthier. The pressure's off, at least, because they made it past the first round. So, I mean, if you're a Nuggets fan, are you secretly like, dude, we need the Suns to freaking close this thing out tonight? Because the Lakers' reinforcements might be coming for L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
So.
Maybe so, man.
But I don't know. I feel weird overlooking the Suns because they were so good the entire season.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And clearly the playoffs is, they're not falling like we probably thought they would have.
Yeah, and that's what's so fun about this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so wide open, and I think this is how it's going to be in the future. Like, I think this is what it's going to be like now for the next 10 years. Is you're going to see, what's happening is even though the national media is knocking Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets, or they're not knocking them, they're not saying anything about them, I think that executives are looking at the Nuggets. How many videos, how many scouting films do you think NBA executives and scouts have watched of a guy that's 7 foot and maybe he's a little raw, but he can pass really well? He can pass and he has the ability to shoot, but maybe he's not there yet and nobody's talking about him. I'm telling you, man, teams are going to start looking at what the Nuggets did. They built themselves a team by drafting Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray. They brought in Paul Millsap. Okay, good. They didn't really have any glaring holes as they were building this team up, right? So when it came time to draft, they could take a few chances. Michael Porter Jr. was a risk because of his health. He would have been a lottery pick. Top three had his health not been a major concern. He only played in a handful of college basketball games, so that scared most NBA teams. So he fell all the way to Denver, and Denver said, listen, if he doesn't work out, we don't really need him at this point. Gary Harris was still playing at a higher level, so we don't really need him at this stage. They felt really good about Will Barton, and look what's happened. He is knocking on wood or whatever the hell this is. He has stayed relatively healthy.
I have some wood over here.
Just did a little silent knock there. He has stayed relatively healthy, and now he's becoming a big-time scorer to the point where Nuggets fans are like, this guy's – I mean, you had to think about this when I said, would you trade Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. for Damian Lillard? And I don't think you would.
No.
I mean, that's crazy, but I get it.
Yes.
Because Porter has that high of a ceiling. Why did Joker go to Porter, risky pass, but he finds Porter wide open in the corner, very risky pass, instead of just clipping it down to Aaron Gordon for a dunk? Still go up, but the three really takes care of the situation. So that's trust.
That's trust.
That's your superstar. That's the league MVP saying, hey, I believe that the chance of Porter hitting this three-pointer is better than, you know, even getting this dunk right here. I think we for sure win this thing if I can get the ball into Porter's hands. And that's all going through his head. It was not a mistake. That's what happens with Nikola Jokic. He is a computer out there, very similar to Peyton Manning in that way. He calculates what's happening out there, which is why it's so fun to watch this guy. I honestly think that the Nuggets have just done it the right way, and I do think teams are going to follow that mold. And Denver kind of followed Golden State's mold, sure. But you don't think teams are looking and going, are there seven-footers out there that can, not ball handlers, but they can dribble the ball? Not like Shaq, Dwight Howard. Like, we're comfortable with the ball in their hands, taking it out of bounds, length of the floor. Not getting pressed, but taking the ball down. Can they set up at the top of the key and find guys? Are they smooth passers? Now, again, finding a way to replicate that is difficult because Joker's very rare. But you don't think teams are going to be looking for that now. Are there seven-footers out there that can pass and that can shoot? I mean, Bol Bol is like the poor guy. We love when he gets in. Crowd goes nuts. I don't know if he's long for Denver because I think he's frustrated that he doesn't ever get any minutes, even in blowouts. But potentially, that guy can handle a basketball. He can dribble a basketball. Maybe he can dribble it better than Michael Porter Jr. He can score. I don't know about his passing ability. But if you find a guy like that can pass, then, yeah, I think that you have teams right now taking notes of how to win titles. And, again, I don't know if Denver will win a title. But it feels like they got a good shot. And if they can win tonight, who knows? Eastside Chris, Brady, I'm in awe. D-Mac and then Adams, I believe you're working up the ladder for syndication or the big Denver media jet set area. Don't forget me next Tuesday. We just like having anybody on the program, man. I mean, we get Denver people on. We get national people, national writers on. We just like to get great insiders on because, believe it or not, I don't know everything all the time. I mean, I can't constantly be right. You know, I have to have other guys come in and tell us like it is. Speaking of can't constantly be right, the opposite of that, I'm always right on Thursday night. I'm always right. So we got the Thursday night special coming up. Hooligans, get ready. It's going to blow your mind. But first, we got to get the latest on the local sports flash.
The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Thursday, Thursday, happy days. Thursday, Thursday, happy days. Thursday, Thursday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Making a pick with you. This pick is yours. So choose to ride. This pick is yours. So please be right. Hello, fortune. Goodbye, reason.
Oh, boy, man. That gets you pumped up. Nothing like a little happy day. I mean, Thursday, happy day mix there. Original, for sure. Maybe some inspiration. I don't know. But more or less an original. Great job. Koufax, wonderful job as always. Live performance there. Susan and Cheryl on the backup vocals. It's really a hell of a production back there. And you do it live every day. Never sounds any
amazing.
Different.
No, it's perfectly consistent.
It's always perfectly.
It's all those voice training lessons that I was took back in.
For the DIA thing?
Yeah.
It's paid off. It's paid off. Oh, tonight, a lot of interesting games. I'm looking at the Rockies and No, stop it. No. They're playing now. Are they up? Maybe. I'm going to NBA playoffs. You have two games tonight. You got Suns, Lakers, Nuggets, Blazers. Suns are up 3-2. Nuggets are up 3-2. Both can close this thing out. Man. All right, I'm going to make a pick later for Suns, Lakers for our post-game stuff. But when it comes to sacred Thursday night, you got to really go with what you think is going to happen. This is a tough one. Because I've heard from a lot of guys I trust that they think the Blazers win this game and it's going seven. Everybody's saying this thing is going seven. We're going to get to Saturday. We're going to make it there. And then, boy, that's going to be interesting. Going seven. Staying, closing this thing out tonight. That's our Power to Play Sports poll question. Most of the hooligans think that this thing's going seven as well. Nuggets are, I believe, 4-point dogs on the road in Portland. You know they're coming out in survival mode. Dame's pissed because he had 55 and they still lost. CJ McCollum going to go off tonight? He's kind of not. He's been a non-factor. And Nurk has been great when he can stay out of foul trouble. Let it come to me. Let it come. Nuggets are winning.
Hold on to your butts.
Godzilla Brothers. I don't know if we got to think about the name. We can't just jump into a name. It's a trademark, so we got to make sure we select the right name.
Michael Green.
It's Godzilla!
And the Godzilla Brothers.
You think the Godzilla Brothers are going out tonight?
Jokic.
He is like Godzilla.
And it's good. They are just on fire. Nuggets were a top 10 3-point shooting team.
Bring it to him tonight, Portland.
Crowd chanting.
There he is.
Listen to it.
Altitude.
We got the win.
There it is, Michael. Michael's got the win. I got the win. I think this team can do it tonight. I love the Godzilla stuff. That was back with Jermichael Green and Joker. They were calling him the Godzilla Brothers, or somebody had suggested that.
Yeah, and he's like, well, it's trademark.
Yeah, but. And he's like, come on now. It takes a while to come up with a nickname. I mean, my goodness. So
let's run with it.
Yeah, let's run with it.
Can you just see Jokic out there just like screeching? Yeah, doing that. I wasn't going to do it. Thank you.
Yeah, I could see him doing that. That would mess with people so much, too, at the top of the key. Just looks at him and he's like, pops it down.
That's
wide open. That's what I would do. That'd be my only shot. You got to weird him out, man. You got to distract the hell out of him. And kind of like Faku Campazzo does that, right? He's always like, now I'm over here. Now I'm over here. And they have no idea what's happening. All right, so that's what I'm going with. I'm going Nuggets over Blazers.
Yeah, I'll take Nuggets tonight.
I think we've picked.
I haven't not picked the Nuggets.
I had the Nuggets winning in five. I think I would have probably picked them to lose. I probably would have picked them to lose that Saturday game. I can't say that. We weren't on the air. We did. I did end up making the pick for the Nuggets, though, didn't I?
Let's
see if I can find the Nuggets. I thought this thing would go in five. But because they lost Saturday, it kind of changed. And I thought, all right, well, I mean, pressure's on. I'm at home. Got to find it. I think Denver gets this thing. So, I mean, if they get it in six, that'd be close enough.
Yeah.
One game off. If they get in seven, only two games off. So it's not that big a deal. All right. So you're going Nuggets. Since we're here, Suns, Lakers, no Anthony Davis. The groin's still an issue. He's out. It's in LA. Is LeBron a man possessed tonight?
No.
No, you got the Suns.
I got Suns.
I've gone against the Suns. Every time I've gone against the Suns, they win.
Yep.
So Boy. I'm going to go with the Lakers.
Okay.
I know LeBron James is annoying, and it's like we all want to see him. I have a hard time thinking he's going to let it fail. I feel like he's going to be a man possessed tonight.
I think he's going to let it fail. I think he's going to be all dramatic about it.
And
I lost my number two, and blah, blah, blah.
And then he's like, ah.
Yep, and he's going to walk off and go cry about
stupid
it.
Stupid basketball.
Yep.
Going to be in the Space Jam movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that out yet?
No. They've been talking about it for 10 years.
I feel like, are they even shooting it? They've shot it, right?
I don't know.
I thought I saw some scenes of it, but is that happening? Maybe not. All right, so you got Nuggets. You got both road teams, both teams traveling tonight. And I've got the Nuggets on the road, and I got the Lakers at home. 66% of the hooligans think this one's going seven. Game seven. Here we come. Eastside Chris, I've heard Clooney try to sing Colfax. You got it down. George Clooney,
does he sing?
He's got a long line of singing in his the Clooney woman, like, is his aunt, the Clooney girl that's like a classical singer.
She's in White Christmas.
Yeah, that's his aunt.
That's his aunt.
So, yeah, you have that ability. You do have that.
It's in my blood.
It's in your blood.
I'm somehow related.
Somehow, Eastside Chris is kind of thinks you look like George Clooney.
Like, and then there's enough. Yeah.
Did he see you on social media or something? Or I guess we're on the website.
We're on the website.
We got a picture on the website.
God, just a couple of handsome dudes.
Do you look like George? I mean, yeah, absolutely. But do you look like George Clooney in that picture?
I really don't think so.
I mean,
again, it's that Will Arnett thing.
You look like Will Arnett, even in that picture. It's Will Arnett. I could just put a picture of Will Arnett up there, and people would be like, oh, it's Brady and Colfax. That's cool. 49 minutes after the hour. Let's wrap up the show on the other side. I'll check the Rocky score. Let's see where we are on that side of it. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Krista Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to The Halls Show, 1310 KFKA.
Get a little crazy there. Oh, man, we're almost done here, Colfax. We got our picks in, though. That's the most important thing. Rockies are up 1-0 over Texas. Can they make it 4 in a row? Are they going to do this? Are they going to win 4 in a row?
Yep.
You are Mr. Optimistic today.
Have to be.
Did the Avalanche sweep Vegas? Or win in 5?
I'm not going to say that.
They win in 5? Does Vegas bounce back and win their home games?
No. You know what? Nope, they're sweeping.
Colfax is calling the sweep.
Called the first sweep. I'm going to call the second sweep.
Sweeps don't happen that often, so this is rarefied air if you can do this.
Yep.
Colfax is becoming a wizard of sporting events.
Clairvoyant.
Of picking. American picking.
That's me.
On the whole show. Boy, that's fun. All right, that's going to do it. Let's go, Nugs. Let's get this dub. Rockies, set the tone. Rockies are setting the tone for a big night tonight. Good night, Northern Colorado.